Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show with Dyke and Hartford football coach Don Betts getting set for this Class 1A semifinal against Hinton. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just to kind of ease into it here, I just want to kind of get your thoughts again on what this opportunity means to you and the program, a chance to play in the Unidome.
One of the goals, one of the first goals that our seniors had when we started to do our goal setting way last spring, was to get to the Dome. And they got to play, or they got to be there when they were freshmen the last time we were at the Dome, but they didn't get to play. And they wanted to get back and have an opportunity to play on the field. So really happy for our seniors that we've made it this far, but that wasn't the only goal they had. So more work to be done.
Yeah, certainly. And before we talk about Hinton here in a sec, I just want to get your final thoughts again on last week's win over South Hardin, 36-19. You really had to kind of grind it out, especially in the first half, but then an explosive third quarter.
Excuse me. Yes, South Hardin's a very good football team. Very good football team. Coach Eller does a great job over there. They were very physical. I thought they were, other than Grundy Center, one of the best teams we've played all year. I thought our kids came out. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit the first half, but gathered ourselves at halftime and came back and really got a running game going and shut them down and played a really good ball game against a very good team.
So when it comes to facing this Hinton team, they're coming in here 10-1 overall, just like you guys are. Obviously, they're looking to continue one of their best seasons in their recent history as well. But when it comes to kind of watching these guys on film, what have you learned about Hinton as you get ready to play them here on Friday?
They've got real good size at the line of scrimmage. They're large at the line of scrimmage. They're a physical, run-it-down-your-throat type football team. The quarterback's the one who jumps off the page when you're watching film on him. Not only can he throw the ball, but he runs the ball. About 65% of the time, he's either throwing it or running it. So he's the center of their offense, and you've got to be able to contain him if you're going to be able to hang in there with him.
Yeah, and so when it comes to obviously the scouting report, you mentioned it with these guys, their quarterback, one of their main sources of offense. What are kind of the keys to defending a dual threat quarterback like that? Because as you and me had kind of talked before we started, it's been a while since you guys have faced a team with a quarterback with that kind of ability.
Yeah, the big thing is to understand that it's not one person who's going to stop a quarterback like that. It's definitely a team effort. It's everybody having their eyes in the right place. It's everybody doing their job. They've got enough other weapons that if you focus too much on the quarterback, they're going to hurt you other places. So it really does come down to a group effort. Everybody dialed in, focused on what their job is, and their eyes in the right place.
And then on the flip side of the ball, when it comes to when you guys are on offense, obviously Noah Borcherding is coming off a spectacular stretch of games here in the playoffs, 282 rushing yards last week and four touchdowns. So obviously I imagine he's going to be a focal point of your offense here again. But what are you kind of hoping to get accomplished here on the offensive side of the ball now that you get a chance to go into the Dome and play on an artificial surface, right? Maybe the cuts will be a little bit quicker. And things like that?
Yeah. At the end of the day, we have to establish our running game. That's who we are. We've got to be able to get our running game going. And then we've got to be able to get the ball to our playmakers out in space. We've got a ton of guys who can make plays for us. Colin does a great job at quarterback, spreading the ball around, getting it to our playmakers. So we will continue to do that. But we do have to get our running game going for us to be successful, and we'll look to get that going. If Hinton wants to try to shut the running game down, we've got other options also. So we're pretty balanced in what we do, and looking forward to see what we can do in there on that artificial surface.
You bet. And obviously you're playing at 1 p.m., so a totally different schedule for you guys. But I have to imagine you guys will be ready for the challenge, right? What are going to be some of the big changes when it comes to adjusting to playing an early afternoon game as opposed to, your typical 7 p.m. kickoff?
Well, you know, the thing about it is you just have to continue to use your time frames that you've used all year long, and we will do that. We'll be up early and get some breakfast in the guys, maybe do just a little walkthrough over at our place before we jump on the bus and head over this way. But, you know, it's just trying to keep the routine the same as much as you can, knowing that once you get to the dome, the pregame stuff, there's a lot of things you got to do and games you got to wait for and stand around and whatnot. But, you know, it's the semifinals. So I think our kids will be ready to go.
You bet. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about this game or about your team before we wrap up here today?
Just really proud of our guys. Our guys all year long have really continued to improve. We didn't like our first game of the year when we got beat by a real good Grundy Center team. Thought we could have done some things better, but our kids didn't complain about anything. They doubled down on their work, and we've gotten better as the season's gone along and gotten us to the dome, which was one of our goals, and now to win a game in the dome is the next goal. So just happy for our kids that they get this opportunity.
All right, D&H football coach Don Betts, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck here against Hinton.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, John.
All right, more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show is coming up next.